Well, suppose you had a flat tire on your way to church and you had to stop and fix it. You'd say, well, church will be over
before I get there.
You ever use any other expression that means it will be over? Church will be over
pretty soon.
I mean, that means before you get there, it will be over
by the time I get there.
The opposite of God is called the
devil.
What are some other words that people use for the devil?
Satan.
Anything else? Old, any nicknames?
Old Nick.
What would you say if you said, you're as mean as the old
Scratch?
Ever hear anybody call him the Booger Man?
Yeah, I have.
Does that mean the devil?
I guess it does.
How about the old Harry?
Yeah, old Harry's the same thing.
What do people think they see sometimes at night?
Ghosts.
What else? What are some other words for ghosts?
Haunts. Sprites. No, I don't think that's right. Sprite is a fairy.
What word do they use if they say of someone? She was as ugly as a... If they were talking about a ghost. If they say she was as ugly as a ghost.
I had never heard anybody being ugly as a ghost.
No, they wouldn't use the word ghost, would they? What would they say? If they meant ghost, meant this apparition, they wouldn't call it a ghost if they were speaking about how ugly somebody was. They'd say, you're as ugly as an old
witch.
If there's a house that's inhabited by ghosts, what kind of house would you call it?
You'd call it haunted.
The word I was getting at before was she's as ugly as a haint. Have you ever heard anybody say that?
People say haint instead of haunt.
That would be the way you would use it, as a verb.
Yeah.
Not as a noun. Uh-huh. You wouldn't say, I saw a haint.
Yeah, that could be a noun, say, I saw a haint.
But you
wouldn't say the house was haunted, would you?
No. you might say it was a haunted house. Might you not?
I guess you would.
If you said you thought you would better put on a sweater because it's
getting rather
chilly.
Rather cold.
If you were talking to someone and you didn't want to go with the person, you say, okay, I'll go if you insist, but
I'd rather not go.
If you see a friend you haven't seen in some time, you might, what would you say to him to let him know you were glad to see him? You might say,
I'm glad to see you.
Would you put anything else with glad ever to make it a little more?
I'm
so glad to see you. If a person owned 500 acres, how much land would that be? That would be
a ranch or an estate.